Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Kenny and JT show live here. Browns training camp. Cross Country Mortgage Campus is exactly where we are at in Berea, Ohio, our old stomping grounds, as JT and I, graduates of the Baldwin Wallace University.
Sneak out of two-a-days. Charles White would pick me up after practice. We'd go to the BBC.
The BBC Nightclub.
Were you DJing there?
I was DJing, absolutely. That was the place. Wednesday night was college ID night, right. And the Browns players would be there, no question about that. Joining us here, as he is here every day for practice, and you hear him on our show usually on the phone lines calling in, but today nice to see him in person. Browns beat reporter, 92.3 The Fan, Browns Radio Network. The dangerous one. No, he's not here anymore. He's in Carolina. This is Daryl Ryder, the dangerous one. How are you, D?
I'm good, guys. Good to see you.
Yes, nice to be
Absolutely.
Seen, right?
It's better to be seen than viewed, I've been told.
Yes, exactly. Faces for radio. Anyways, D, let's start with the elephant in the room, right? Rumblings, maybe, because nothing's been announced by the NFL, that could they be working on a settlement maybe between the two sides in the Deshaun Watson case?
You got to think that they are at this point. Peter Harvey has not announced anything. This is, I believe, day 13 since the NFL officially appealed. And remember, in the collective bargaining agreement, there isn't any specific time, but right. The word expedited is used. I would not consider 13 days expedited.
Yeah, true.
It's not. I would have to think that there's some conversation going on behind the scenes. Here's what's ultimately going to happen is that I really believe that for Deshaun Watson to play this year, I think it's going to have to be a settlement, Kenny. I really do. I think that they're going to have to settle. The NFL has been very steadfast in what they want and how they do it. They want a full-year suspension. And so I think that the only way to get around that for Deshaun Watson is for them to settle.
If a settlement does come, all right, and what's your gut telling you? Is your gut telling you if a settlement happens, that means it's not for the full year?
Yes.
Butch Davis is telling you?
That's what my Butch Davis is telling me, that if there is a settlement, that means Deshaun's going to get to play at some point this year. If there's not a settlement, I think that the chances of him not playing this year increase, because, again, that's what the NFL wants Peter Harvey to do,
right,
is say, you don't get to play this year. And I think that the motive, or I should say, not the motive, the impetus lies with Deshaun Watson to settle. There's been a lot of posturing throughout this entire process, during the Sue L. Robinson hearing and after it and all that, right? Both sides were getting their stories out there. Now you had Deshaun Watson's camp getting out there. Well, we'll do 8 games and $5 million for a fine. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
A lot of posturing going on with this. So I think that the longer this is dragging out, maybe, fingers crossed, that means that there is a resolution forthcoming in the form of some sort of a joint settlement between Watson, the NFLPA, and the NFL, because what the NFL does not want to do is to have this go to federal court. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what grounds the NFLPA would be arguing in federal court for that injunction.
Right.
Remember, they already accepted 6 games.
Yes.
They have already said, we accept that. So basically, they are saying, yes, Deshaun Watson violated the personal conduct policy, and we accept the discipline that was handed down by Sue L. Robinson of 6 games, and that he can't get massage therapy without the Cleveland Browns supervising that, so to speak,
right,
arranging it, supervising it, however you want to term that. I forget the exact language that she used, but she just made it very clear that Deshaun Watson's no longer going to be allowed to go on Instagram like he was accused of doing, and you know, trying to get masseuses to give him his own personal care.
Daryl, I'm wondering, you know, the number of games being suspended is always usually an even number. It was 6, maybe 8, 10, 12 we had heard, maybe indefinite being an entire season. If the suspension is 10 or 12 games, at what point in time does Andrew Berry look at this and say, okay, maybe we do go after a Jimmy Garoppolo or another quarterback?
I think it's the full season. It has to be a full season. There's a lot of faith and belief in Jacoby Brissett, organizationally, teammates. I've talked with Anthony Walker, who worked with Brissett Indianapolis with the Colts, and he just – raves about Jacoby as a leader and as a player. He had mentioned that they were 5-2 at one point with Brissett as their starter, and then everybody got hurt, and then that season just fell apart, and they ended up losing 7 of the 9. And unfortunately, stuff happens like that in the NFL all the time. And we've seen it with the Browns, where they start hot, and then just everything goes off the rails because of injuries and whatnot. So there's a lot of belief organizationally in Jacoby Brissett, but I think if it ultimately is a full season, you gotta go get Jimmy G. And the good news is, the news out of New York and Jets camp, very positive with what happened with Zach Wilson, and that wasn't a significant injury to the point where he would miss significant time.
Right. And they
they're hoping he's going to be ready to go week 1, week 2.
Because they might have looked into the Jimmy G.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Yeah. See, I'm not huge on Jacoby Brissett. Okay. I think nice bridge quarterback. 4 to 6 games, fine. 17, I'm not sure. So,
but he has started full seasons. Now, the results haven't necessarily been there from a win loss standpoint. He is. I view him as Baker Mayfield 2.0. When you look at Brissett's career numbers and you kind of compare him to Baker's, they're kind of similar. The touchdown interception ratio is somewhat similar. The completion percentage is just north of 60%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll say this, that if he does have to start the entire season, they downgraded the quarterback. They did not achieve what Andrew Berry set out to do by acquiring Deshaun Watson, and that was upgrade the quarterback position.
Well, he played on teams that obviously weren't as loaded as his team as well. You know, when he was at Miami, a lot of people thought that team was tanking when he was at Miami. The Colts were getting better, but I don't think as good as this Cleveland Browns team can be.
And look at the guys he's had to sub for, right? I mean, Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Carson, Andrew Luck.
Did he split time?
Now
Deshaun, did he split time with
Watson.
Garoppolo?
Jimmy G, he replaced Jimmy G.
So there's that relationship already. I mean, so who knows?
It has been a very interesting career path for Jacoby Brissett. But he's a number two quarterback. You know, as I like to say, it's not taking shots at the guy. It's the reality. Like if he was number one, then the Browns would have signed him
exactly
to the $230
million
contract.
That's my point why I'm not sold on him. All right, enough on the quarterbacks, unless while we still have you on, something breaks on Deshaun Watson, okay? We'll keep our eyes open for that. We asked Jimmy Donovan this. We'll ask you this question, Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter, at Ryder Wrong Fan on Twitter and Instagram. What has stood out to you training camp-wise here in 2022 since you've been here practically every day watching?
The secondary. I've been really impressed with the secondary. Not only do they have depth, they seem to have some quality depth. Now, we're going to find out this week, okay? Because I always worry about gassing guys up or gassing position groups up a little bit, because every time I do, I'm like the kiss of death. So,
black cat at them. You're the black cat, right?
Right. So I always worry about that. But they've had a really, really good camp. We're going to find out this week when the Eagles come into town and they get a couple of practices against them. We're going to find out how good this secondary is.
I hope they really
are
that good, because we need help at receiver otherwise, or the secondary is that much better.
I was going to go the other way. You know, conversely to your question, the group that I'm most disappointed in has been the receivers.
Okay. All right.
Anthony Schwartz, I'll give him credit. He had a drop earlier in the end zone, and then he comes back in a time-sensitive situation, less than a minute, game on the line situation, and he hauls in that beautiful over the shoulder touchdown that was actually occurred right in front of where we're sitting here. Mm-hmm. But he's had an uneven camp. They've had a lot of injuries at that position, so not a lot of continuity. Amari Cooper, pro's pro, you don't have any you didn't see any chicanery, guys working on their end zone dances or one-handed catches or any of that type of nonsense. He's just a pro's pro, goes about his business, keeps his mouth shut, doesn't do a lot of talking, just he does his talking with his play, and he's a really, really good player. And when you watch him practice, you can see why the Browns were willing to take on the contract, because basically the Cowboys gave him away. I mean, the Browns gave up a fifth-round pick, which is nothing, to get a number one wide receiver.
Right.
And the whole reason was Jerry Jones was angry at him because of last year and I think the COVID vaccine or whatever.
Okay.
And Jones didn't want to pay him $20 million, and the Browns said, well, that's fine. We'll take him because we cut Jarvis. You know, we had to let go of Odell last year because that relationship with Baker fell apart and whatnot. We need a number one wide receiver, because we've got a bunch of kids, and this is part of the team building. I understand fans' concerns, not only receiver, but defensive tackle. Like, you know, those are legitimate questions being asked. But Andrew Berry's philosophy here is that, you know, hey, we got to develop players at some point here too. We can't just, you know, have a veteran at every single position, and they're going to give some of these young kids at those two spots opportunities.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. Daryl, we hear that Sunday's game doesn't mean doodly squat because
which it doesn't.
Practices Thursday and Friday mean more. Explain that for our listeners out there. Well, what do you mean? It's practice. Why doesn't a game mean more than practice?
Well, here's why. And this is a model that, quite frankly, I have started to advocate for. It's never going to happen because we know preseason is a revenue driver for the National Football League. Eventually, it's going to go down to two games when they add that 18 game, whatever that'll be, right? There's going to be 18 regular season games at some point. But that's sad. The reason why is because when you have those joint practices out here, you can go red zone, you can go situational, you can goal line, you can all these different things. You can over and over and over, two-minute drills like we saw here today. 51 seconds on the clock, you're down by four, you know what I'm saying? And the ball is at your own 38-yard line, go. Offense v. defense and whatnot. So you can just rep those situations over and over again. And quite frankly, I think that's what they ought to do. You play one half of legitimate football, and then for the second half of the preseason game, it's situation. So in the third quarter,
I like that.
You split the field in half. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Browns offense and the opposition's defense is on the one side of the field, and the defense and the opposition's offense is on the other side. And you rep the same things. You're working on red zone or goal line or get backed up in your own territory, things like that. And you just rep that stuff over and over again. But the NFL's never going to go for that.
No.
You know that.
Right, yeah. It's
you want to know why? Because it makes sense.
Well, absolutely.
You know what else makes sense? Wearing Guardian helmets during that scrimmage as well. They're not going to do that either.
Well, they will. Well, during these practices they will.
They will, okay.
And they will be wearing the Guardian caps. And look, guys, I think depending what the results come back, you know, because they're studying this, if the results come back positive that they made a significant difference, I would not – the players are going to hate it because it's not a fashion statement.
Right.
But it would not shock me if at some point in the future here, Guardian become mandatory for games is for offensive and defensive linemen, tight ends.
Really?
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying it would not surprise
or
me.
Or at least in the preseason games for sure, right?
Yeah.
And then we go from there for regular season games.
Because the whole impetus behind that is the accidental bumping of heads.
Sure.
Okay, if Kenny and I are squared up on the line of scrimmage, right, and the ball is snapped, and we accidentally, as we're coming out of our stances, we bump heads. I'm not trying to hit him in the head. He's not trying to hit me. Yep. We just accidentally bump heads. Concussions happen all the time.
Yep.
So they're trying to minimize those type of accidental
And think about
hits.
That. How many snaps an offensive lineman takes every game? If that happens 10%
Absolutely.
Of the time, you know, I'm sure that, you know, it you know, is going to lead to either a minor concussion or over times a significant concussion because of how many times you bump heads.
And this is all about life after football.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, because we know all of our friends from the 80s and 90s and even the 2000s era, right? When we see those guys out and about and we see them dealing with the injuries that they're dealing with in life as a result of their playing day. So
right.
It's not just about today. It's about ensuring that these guys can have a healthy, productive life post-career.
And as we talk about it, Perrion Winfrey, right, the rookie, yep. number 97, walking over here holding his helmet with the Guardian yep. Cap on top of the helmet, and it's extra padding. It's
on the outside. It is huge.
It is.
It's the first time I've seen one.
I've got to believe that, you know, okay, if that's the route they do eventually go, they'll find a way to make them stylish. They'll do something to, you know, because the helmet is a signature of every team, obviously. But for protection, more important, let's find a way to make those Guardian pads on top of the helmets look stylish so it's not as ugly.
Or maybe the helmet becomes bigger.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, you could possibly do that. So a lot of things, a possibility there. Darryl Ryder, happy to have him with us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Follow him. If you're a Browns fan, I urge you to do so on a daily basis at Ryder Wrong Fan, R-U-I-T-E-R Wrong Fan. Instagram, Twitter, also 92.3 The Fan's website, the Browns Radio Network pregame. I hear them all the time. They go back and forth with various beat reporters and everything like that. D, how many years have you been covering the Browns?
This is my 15th season where the Browns are my primary responsibility.
A lot of winning football you've seen in your time.
Don't blame me. My first official year, they won 10 games.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And Kenny did say you're the black cat. Yeah,
well, you know.
I said it when I always gas guys up in training camp. That's why I didn't mention Cade York today.
Oh,
he made made a 54-yard field goal, and the ball sailed through the uprights just under the flag.
Yeah, that's another 10, 15
that's
yards.
That's all that anyone's talking about.
Yeah.
It's when is Deshaun Watson going to come out and when we're going to talk about our field goal kicker.
I've never seen a kicker with that strong a leg before.
And that includes Phil Dawson.
And you can hear the ball come off his foot.
Really?
Yeah. It's a
Dawson was accurate, but he didn't have a leg like this, did he?
No. Not this distance. No.
It's
amazing. Hey, D, we always appreciate the time. You always make it for us. You're a busy guy. I'm bothering the hell out of the
text final question
and everything
before you go.
Like that.
You may have already talked about it. We've said so many things. A lot of bodies out here today. What's our cut-down days?
Who's on the bubble?
Where are we at now?
So today was the first trim to 85 from 90. They put two guys on IR, Deaton and Harris, and they waived a couple other guys in injury designations.
Day.
Next Tuesday, this is real easy to remember. Okay. Next Tuesday, they will go from 85 to 80.
All right.
The following Tuesday, August 30th, initial 53-man roster at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Waivers will open up the following day, August 31st at noon.
Oh.
So that is where if Andrew Berry is trying to sneak somebody through waivers, that's how you do it because the waiver wire gets flooded and it's not the usual 24-hour period. It's at noon, waivers open, and you can place claims in on guys and also begin to set your practice squads. And remember, practice squads are expanded again this
How
year
many?
As well. I believe it's 16.
Okay.
Don't quote me. It's either 14 or 16, but it's not the 10. I know that.
And how many are protected on the practice? Is there a group of five that other teams can't come in and get?
Yeah, there is protections again this year, and there's also veteran exceptions.
Okay.
And I got to go back and look at – I got to refresh my practice squad rules and regulations. Got to check my – rule book, but they're protections and you're similar to COVID where you could put a veteran or two on there so that you could keep those guys around.
We're almost up against it here. Give me two or three guys on the bubble with these cuts from what you think and what position you think.
Well,
maybe.
I'm going to give you the toughest positions that are going to be tough, difficult to cut. The back end of the receiver group I think is going to be difficult because they might have to sacrifice a body or two just so they can bring in some fresh faces.
Okay.
And the secondary, it is a very tight and crowded room. Mm-hmm.
A good room, right?
A good room.
Yeah.
I think all the running backs make the team. And I think that the Jakeem Grant injury makes that a necessity. You can't afford to get rid of Ernest Johnson or Kareem Hunt. And with whatever happens with Deshaun, too, because you're going to need all those guys to help carry your offense with Jacoby Brissett.
Can one of those secondary guys be a return man on punting?
Or is it running backs on punting?
We've seen Ronnie Harrison.
Really?
handling some returns out here in practice.
Interesting.
We shall see how that works out.
Okay.
D, you're the best. We appreciate the time. I'll be bothering you on a regular basis throughout the year.
Look forward to it.
Appreciate you making time for us, man.
Always.
Great to see you in person. The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, joining us here on the Kenny and JT Show live from Browns training camp in Berea. Back with more after this.